A reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 24. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in the strength of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. Tychius, the beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. St. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Children are to obey their parents. This is the order of creation that God made. Children come from parents. Shocking, isn't it? But that's the way that God made it. And so in this order of creation, we are called to a life of obedience. Now, we are called to obey our parents, and especially up until that age of majority. But when our parents do things that provoke children, things that cause them to unduly become angry, become abusive, we are called to follow the Lord. And so we move on into the next section where Paul deals with slaves and masters. He says, slaves, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ. Christ is our master, he says, basically. Not the way of eye service, not by doing what appears to be right, something that will outwardly please your master, and then you just kind of go your own way and grumble along the way, but rather from the heart, rendering service as though unto the Lord. Now, masters, likewise, do the same. Stop threatening. Don't abuse those who work for you. Now, this goes over into the workplace, doesn't it? You, employee, submit yourself to those who have been placed in places of authority over you. This is hard to do. We are rebellious by nature. We need to remind ourselves of this daily, The problem here is that we are still sinners. And we want our way. We don't want God's way. We think that other people don't know as well as we do. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. But still, God, for one reason or another, has put those people in authority. And so we are called also to heed the authority of the governing officials, even if they aren't the party that you like. You see, the president is the president. The governor is the governor, if you voted for him or not, or her, as the case may be. But rather, God has put these people in office for a reason. We are rebellious. We always break the first commandment. We think that we should be God. We dare to instruct God. That person doesn't belong in that office, or do they? You see, God has established all of these things. So we are called to put on the armor of God, to be strengthened in his might, that we may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, even more than the devil, I say, against our own schemes. Once again, we see at play the old unholy trinity of the world, the devil, and ourselves at war against God. And how are we to defend against this? By putting on the armor of God. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm, having fastened the belt of truth. Truth will set you free, Jesus tells us. He is the truth. He will set you free. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, you and I have no righteousness in and of ourselves. We have to put on Christ every day. He is our righteousness. We cling to the waters of baptism and shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. When you have been absolved of your sins, you realize that all is well between you and God. You are now called to go and extend that to others. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. Jesus Christ is the object of our faith. He is the shield. Wherever we go, he is there. And this shield can extinguish the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation. At the top of it all is Christ's atoning death, his sacrifice for all of your sins. And how do you know this? By the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God's word tells you that Jesus Christ is your salvation. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, the Spirit drives us back to Christ. In this text, we find our sin as we rebel against God and those who have been set into authority over us, and we find the salvation, that which God sends to save us from ourselves and to protect us from our sins. You have had Jesus put on you in holy baptism. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have been put on you, and God sees you for his righteousness. Rejoice, because God has set you free. Not only has he set you free, but he protects you daily in his grace. Rejoice in that, for God has done all things needful for your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.